Kingdom of Mali is located in West Africa. In the current countries of Mali, Gambia, Senegal, Mauritania, Guinea, and the small part of Burkina Faso and the Ivory Coast, with water forms of the Niger River and the Atlantic Ocean and the desert of the Sahara. Now for trade. In Mali, the main trade was gold, although they did trade salt, which was another major trade. Gold was the main trade of Mali. They traded gold through the Saharan area to the North African traders, with many gold mines in the country could flourish. But they still had other items to trade, including stuff like ivory, kola nuts, cloth, metal goods, beads, and slave trade, too. Kingdom of Mali's social order was monarchy. Therefore, the ruler or king of Mali would be at the top of the social hierarchy. Then nobles, judges, administrators, artisans, farmers, and slaves. The Mali was led by a ruler with the title Mansa. They were the main leader. Along with the main leader of the country, there was leaders of provinces within the Empire of Mali with the title Afurba. One of the most important people in the history of Mali is Mansa Musa, aka the King of Kings, the richest person to ever live. His rule was from 1300 to 1337 at his death, leaving the throne to his sons. Most of his money came from gold and salt mines, although ivory was another major trade for his wealth. On Mansa Musa's Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, in Cairo, he caused mass inflation, lowering the price of gold for 12 entire years. Mansa Musa was said to have caravans with tens of thousands of people and dozens of camels, each with about 300 pounds of gold with salt blocks on his way to Mecca. A place of importance in Mali is Timbuktu. It was named the center of Islam and education from the 1300s to the 1600s. Timbuktu had a population of about 100,000 people, with almost a fourth being scholars, so it was mostly a city of education. In the city of Timbuktu, there was a university with lots of subjects, including Islamic theology, mathematics, law, geography, astronomy, medicine, sciences, and history. This university was a former mosque named the Mosque of Sankore, then named the University of Sankore. Most of Timbuktu's knowledge was recorded in books. Books were also a good trade export, with it being the next best after salt. The reason I think we should still study Mali is because it shows how if you use too much of the same thing, it'll become more and more expensive. For example, now we have table salt in our house without not even costing worth pure gold ore, smaller than a penny. Now 1 pound of gold is worth over 1 million, which is a lot of salt blocks. And now gold has been used in buildings and places we have less of it, like less mines of it due to the fact that it takes a while to form. Another reason we should still learn about it is because some people think that Africa was full of uncivilized tribes with no knowledge. So this can teach those people that they flourish with much wealth and lots of it to spare.